From Pocket Lint Productions, it's The Adventures of Carl and Bernie.
Denise?
Carl.
I just want you to know that these last 2 years have been amazing. Breathtaking. Just full of romance and music and remarkably understanding sex.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Anyway, I just, you know, I love you so much, more than anything in the world, and I just want you to know that.
That's very sweet, Carl.
So, happy anniversary.
Baby, I appreciate the sentiment and all.
Well, I'd hope so.
Hear me out.
Kind of put a lot of work into that little speech.
Carl, it was a lovely speech.
That's all I need.
Carl.
An acknowledgement.
All I mean is that when it's delivered at an anniversary dinner at a papaya dog, it's just missing a little something.
Order up! Tots on the table!
Oh, hey, it's my tater tots!
This is not what I meant by a sit-down restaurant.
Are we sitting down?
We are.
Do they serve food here?
Depends on your definition of food.
Oh, don't start dissing the dog.
Carl, I appreciate the fact that you live on a very fixed income. And I don't mind the fact that I, since I've got that, you know, full-time job where I'm paid money in exchange for services rendered, I don't mind that I tend to be the one who picks up the check pretty much every time.
How's that?
Oh, for God's sake, go get your damn tater tots.
No, they're just sitting up there, getting cold.
Look, we don't have to have a whole drawn-out conversation about this.
I hope not, because those bad boys aren't getting any warmer.
I'm just putting this out there. Money isn't important to me, and I love you. But the day may come when this relationship could be a little bit more of a partnership, financially speaking. Okay?
Wait, the day may come?
It could come.
What kind of free-floating threat is that?
It's not a threat. It might not come.
But it might.
I'm just putting it out there. Go get your tater tots.
Fuck the tots. Are you leaving me?
I have no plans to do so. I'm just suggesting something you might want to consider in the interest of our shared future. Go get your tots.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Well, then I mean them.
This sucks. Grab some more ketchup.
Okay, but what exactly did she say?
I don't know. I was only half listening.
That's great, Carl.
I was thinking about my tater tots.
Okay, but the gist of it was what?
She pays all the time for everything.
That's true.
Not true. Erroneous.
How many times have you paid?
6.5.
And the fact that you can count.
Yeah.
6 times in 2 years.
And a half.
What the fuck does that even mean, and a half?
One time we went Dutch.
Just once.
She asked if I wanted to go Dutch. I thought it was a sex thing.
And you were not correct.
Never made that mistake again.
Dude, paying 6 times in 2 years is ridiculous. I mean, especially if you figure 2 of those are probably your birthday. 2 are anniversaries, right? So that leaves,
what? Don't make any assumptions.
What?
Her birthday is in September 2nd. Grandma's check hadn't come yet.
Carl, buddy, I've been saying for 2 full years that you're the goddamn lottery winner with this one.
No argument.
Big bola out of your league.
I know.
But everyone has their limits, Hoss. And this is about as clear and polite a red flag as you're going to get.
I got to get a job?
You really got to get a job. There's no excuse for remaining unemployed and mooching off people.
Says the guy currently living on my couch.
Hey, you know, man, in these tough economic times.
Yeah, can it? How am I supposed to get a job when you can't even get one? You're way more employable than I am.
In all fairness, I haven't been looking that hard.
You dick.
You have to start looking right now. You've got a hot girlfriend who treats you right and has regular sex with you.
Well, it ain't all that regular if you catch my drift, huh?
That's quite enough. What's your strategy?
Well, I don't know. I grabbed a new issue of The Voice.
They have jobs in there?
Well, not a lot, but they do have movie show times.
You're fucking kidding me.
Hey, you know, once we're finished looking.
We don't finish looking until we find you a job.
Well, that sounds like a shitty afternoon. All right, so I think the job listings are on the back. Oh, my.
What?
Well, if I'm not getting any on the regular, I know where to go and buy some sex.
I really think the internet might be more fruitful for your job.
Wait a minute. Done and done. Look at this. Right there.
I don't think you realize what TS means.
No, above that. Right there.
Escapades Video seeks talent for upcoming productions. No experience necessary. Good pay. All body types welcome. Open call Monday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Bam.
Seriously?
Right there.
Escapades Video sounds like porn, dude.
Escapades Video is porn.
You think you should go be in a porn movie?
I think we should go be in a porn movie. Not with, like, each other, obviously.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Good pay, all body types welcome. We'll get a bang hot porn chicks. I'll make enough money to keep Denise around. You'll make enough money to get the hell out of my apartment. Everybody wins.
If you bang porn chicks, how are you going to keep Denise around?
I'll deal with the technicalities later. Let's go. The call ends in like an hour.
You really think you can make a living doing porn?
Ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Ron Jeremy?
Fair enough. Here we go. This it?
This is the address. What's going on over here?
I don't know. It's like some anti-porn protesters.
Killjoys.
Some really hot anti-porn protesters.
Bernie, due respect, I don't think you got a shot.
Seriously, dude, dig the onion on that little blonde over there.
You're standing here objectifying women who are here explicitly to protest the objectification of women.
Carl, there are like seven insanely hot girls mixed in over there, which is more than I've ever seen in any porn movie. I'm trying my luck out here.
These are people so against deviant behavior, they'll come out for a rally in 90-degree weather on a Monday afternoon. And you think you got a chance with any of them?
First of all, they probably don't have herpes, unlike anybody you're going to meet inside the building. Besides, I like the challenge. You know 9 out of 10 of these girls are bad girls gone good, just looking for the right guy to help them regress.
You know, your parents must be really proud.
I'm that guy. Oil up the back of the wagon and help them slide right off.
All right, well, I'm out of here, freak.
Good luck in there.
Yeah, good luck to you, too.
Chef, I'm outside the offices of Escapades Video, a purveyor of so-called fetish videos, where the New York chapter of Stop Porn on Our Globe, Spooge for short, has gathered to protest an open call for adult film actors. I'm here with Amanda Chisholm, who organized this protest. Amanda, what do you hope to accomplish here today?
Our hope with the Spooge Against Filth rally is to shine a harsh, bright spotlight on the desecration of sex and exploitation of both men and women by these smut mongers, and to prevent out-of-work actors, actresses, dancers, and other desperate and immoral types from falling prey to their grubby clutches.
You know who has allowed this kind of smut to continue in this country? Barack Obama. Why do you think President Obama likes porn so much?
I didn't know he did.
Well, if he didn't like it, don't you think his socialist government would have outlawed it by now?
I guess so.
This isn't the America we grew up in, Amanda. But I guess pornography is all the rage in Kenya, right?
What?
Sorry, that's all the time we have. For Fox News, I'm Valerie Vance. Back to you, Shep.
And we're clear.
Word of advice for you, little lady. You want to be on national TV? Roll with the punches, okay?
But this protest isn't about Barack Obama.
Oh, trust me, honey. Any protest can be about Barack Obama. Let's pack it in, Jim.
But wait, I...
No, don't worry. I thought you did a good job.
What? Oh, thanks.
It's hard to sound smart on TV. So that's Pat Robertson's old crazy ass, am I right?
For your information, I graduated magna cum laude from Regent University. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about my alma mater's founder? Heathen?
It's gonna be tougher than I thought. You're hot anyway. Must be the glow of Jesus.
Can I help you?
You're, excuse me. Your elevator's out of order.
Sure is.
You might want to get that checked out.
I've been here 3 years and it's never worked.
Oh.
But yeah, we'll get right on that.
It's just, a lot of floors.
Yeah, thanks for the tip, Mr. Helper.
Oh, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. Can we start over?
Nah.
I'm Carl.
You can't pay me enough to care.
What's your name, friend?
Are you here for the open audition or to fix the chocolate fountain?
The what?
We run a catering business out of the same space.
That doesn't sound very sanitary.
Oh, it's certainly not. So you're here for the porn, then?
Yeah, I'm Carl Cornell.
The moment where I started to care didn't come within the last 30 seconds. Down a hall to the right, talk to Angie.
I'm going
to
call you Dave.
No, you're not.
Like little Davy Sunshine.
Down the hall to the right.
Ding dong, Davy.
Oh, Jesus. Down the hall, moron.
Keep it on, brother.
Casey made a suggestion for a new chant. Nobody actually likes facials. So let's try that.
Nobody actually likes facials.
Hey, I like your sign.
Thanks.
I would agree that there are too many close-ups. Good to see someone here actually knows what they're talking about.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm assuming you've seen some porn if you have an opinion on shot selection, you know.
I've never seen any of this dirt. Jesus says even one close-up of copulation is too many.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jesus never said that.
Go away, whoremonger!
Jesus Christ.
Hey, careful you don't say that too loud, buddy.
I'm serious. Is everybody here a Bible thumper?
Well, I'll give you that there is a disproportionate amount.
Okay, thank you.
On the other hand, you are at an anti-porn rally.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep it off our streets, out of the hands of our kids, you know?
That is a lovely pat answer. You worked that up on your way here?
That was purely off the cuff.
Oh, impressive.
Okay, Miss Pura Heart, why are you here?
Can we be candid?
I am the president of the Candor Fan Club.
My judge is a big anti-porn advocate, so my time here is counting towards community service.
Jackpot.
What?
Nothing. I'm Bernie.
Taryn.
Hi, Taryn. It's a pleasure. Wanna grab some coffee?
I'm Carl Cornell. I'm here for the audition.
Hi, honey. I'm Angie. I'm talent coordinator for Escapades Video. It's a pleasure to meet you. Now, let's get a look at your dick.
I'm sorry?
Nothing to be sorry about, honey. Not yet, anyway.
Just like that? Or I should just whip her out?
Look, Kenny.
Carl.
Whatever. I'd love to take you out to dinner, pour some wine down your gullet. But this is a business, and you got to be able to perform at the drop of a hat. Or some panties, as the case may be. Now let's get a gander at that penis.
Right here?
I'm an understanding woman, hon, but my patience is wearing thin. Out with the man meter, out you go.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, that's acceptable. You can put him back in the garage, Kevin.
It's Carl.
That's lovely. You, sensitive about, the front yard there?
How do you mean?
You've enjoyed a sandwich or two, or four. You uptight about it?
Well, I think it all depends on how much it pays.
Well, we're doing a shoot this afternoon for our Chubby Chasers series. Two scenes, two different films, you get paid $200 a scene.
Lady, for $400, you can call me fat and stupid.
Oh, we sure will. Take this, fill it out, go down to wardrobe and be on set in 30 minutes. Welcome to porn, honey.
Woohoo!
Now get out of my office.
So?
Oh my god, just ask, fucker.
Why are you doing community service?
As punishment for a crime.
Thanks, that's awesome. You mind getting a little more specific?
I might have had a teensy little drug problem.
Really?
For me, the problem was that I couldn't stay high all the time. Mm-hmm. Though certainly not for a lack of trying.
And you were caught holding, but it was your first offense.
So rehab and service, and here we are.
So you clean now?
All the way, baby.
So, what do you do for fun?
I'll tell you later. Maybe.
I mean, aside from going to anti-porn rallies.
Well, I will say this. There are a lot of good ways I can work off my time, and Spooge is a good cause.
Are they serious with that name?
Dude, I've brought it up before. Nobody listens to me.
So it's a good cause. You really think so?
The main reason they were out there today was to scare off people who were coming to the open call. I think anything we can do to keep new people out of the industry is good. And I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah? How so?
Maybe I'll tell you that later, too. You're cute.
Not comparatively.
Are you done with your coffee?
I'd love to be.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, fuck you!
Excuse me. I'm Carl Cornell, and I'm... wow, they're having sex.
I know. Isn't it cool?
I'm supposed to do a scene for a Chubby Chasers movie.
Oh, great. I think it's with me.
Awesome.
I like your costume.
Really?
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm not sure I can pull off the propeller hat.
Well, I think you're supposed to look like a little boy.
Right, of course. Sorry, this is my first time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not ever. I mean,
My first time being filmed. I mean, by a professional. I'm Carl.
I'm Cherry. It's a stage name.
No shit.
And cut. All right, Rod and Vixen, hit the showers. I need you both back here in an hour for the gangbang scene. Oh, do we have Cherry and, what's his name, Khalil?
It's Carl.
I don't give a shit.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. My life has turned out exactly as I planned. Can we shoot some porn here, please?
So wait, you're the director and the receptionist? That's kind of rinky-dinky, isn't it?
What do you want? It's a mom-and-pop shop. Let's get you guys in place and do some blocking. Can we get some ice cream for our guy to eat in the scene?
Oh, this is the greatest day ever.
It's a nice place you got here.
Well, you know, bedroom, kitchen, living room.
Yeah, what's this? Walk-in closet?
No.
Okay. Is that where you keep the dead bodies? Should I be planning my escape?
No, I'm trying to decide if I can trust you.
Oh, I'm trustworthy? Come on, look at this face.
Oh, I'm looking. Okay. This is my, you know, deepest, darkest secret, so bear with me.
I'm in.
I used to be in the industry.
Double jackpot.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
I specifically work for Escapades Video, and I made a pretty good living there. Still with me?
Yes.
Because that freaks some people out.
No, not at all.
Okay, psychologically, like, the worst thing that they did to me was, look, I did fetish videos, and they kind of took the thing that I liked and corrupted it for me. It went from being a thing I did for pleasure, lots and lots of pleasure, to this, like, grind kind of a job thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
So, yeah, ever since I left there, I haven't done the thing that I like to do, and as a result, I haven't really had good sex since then. I'm so sorry. This is like TMI. I'm a total mess.
Taryn, I've done it all, okay? And I like you, and I think you're crazy hot. And look, whatever you dig, I'm game. In fact, I think it could be really therapeutic for you if you and I, you know,
were
you
trying to kidding me?
What?
You're turning my big confession into an opportunity to get in my pants?
No offense. I think your big confession might have been set up to provoke that response. Maybe? Just a little bit?
Maybe.
Yeah. Look, I'm game, all right? I'm in.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because it really does freak some people out.
Look, please, do I look like I just got off the Greyhound bus from Lima, Ohio? I'm a freak, babe. Hit me with your best shot.
All right, let's go in here.
Where, the dead body room?
No, the dungeon.
This is the greatest day ever.
Guys will have a little back and forth.
You mean like talking?
Yeah, like talking, yeah.
Well, what do we say?
Carrie's done like, how many of these?
77.
So she'll take the lead. Just follow her.
There's not like a script?
Yeah, sorry, Pacino. You missed our comprehensive scene analysis this morning. Just follow Cherry.
Don't worry, babe. It'll be easy.
Okay.
And then, you know, you fuck on the chair, go up on the counter, finish off on the floor. Any questions?
Yeah, do I?
Great, here we go.
But I...
Relax. It'll be great.
Fatty likey ice cream. Scene 4, take 1.
Wait a minute. You have to slate it, too?
I'm a one-man band, all right?
Well, who's running the camera?
This ain't a fucking Michael Bay movie, Mr. Questions. Camera ain't got to move as long as there's fucking and sucking. Now, let's go.
Wow, I was...
Action.
Yum. I like icy cream.
What are you doing, fat ass?
Huh?
Haven't you eaten enough? You're disgusting.
Well, that's not very nice.
I don't have to be nice to pigs like you.
Hey!
Why don't you just eat it all, you disgusting fucking fatty?
Well, that seems a little harsh.
Eat your ice cream, Porky. What's the matter? You gonna cry?
No!
Go ahead. Cry, little crybaby. Cry! And take off those pants, Tubby. Hey, what the hell?
I can't. You're so mean. And I love Denise.
Dave, what do I do here?
Watch him and jerk off. I don't know.
Ha ha ha!
All right, how you doing there, stud?
This is awesome.
Okay, just so we're clear, in case we go too far.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Okay, well, just in case, the safe word is bumblebee, okay?
Cool, bumblebee. So, do I get to take the blindfold off or what?
Not yet.
You've seen me naked, but I haven't seen you.
Oh, you will. Can you just, you know, knock around a little bit, make sure I got you chained in good?
Oh, I'm in good. You're thorough. I'll give you that.
Okay, Bernie, I just want to thank you, you know, for doing this for me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, tell me about your movies.
Well, like I said, they dealt in my particular fetish. It was a series called Peg Leg Peggy.
Okay. Well, like some kind of pirate bondage thing?
Not quite. Have you ever heard of pegging?
Maybe. Remind me.
How's about I just take off your blindfold?
Deal. Whoa, Jesus, your body is... What the fuck is that?
See, pegging is when I strap a little something on, and then I go to work on you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. How's that sound, lover?
Not my thing. Whoa, hey. Whoa, hold on.
Pretend you don't want it, baby, but remember, it's not gay if a girl does it.
Taryn, I think you're really sexy, and I like you a lot, but this is maybe a little too
time
much.
Time for the ball gag.
No, I'm ready. Bumblebee!
Hang on, stud. You're in for a hell of a ride.
Bumblebee!
Everybody, get on the floor. Do your thing. Everybody,
get on the floor,
do your thing, whatever it is.
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Still feeling under the weather, huh?
Yeah.
Geez, man, you've been sick for like a week? What is it today?
It's flu-like symptoms. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not coming to the IFC Center with me and Denise?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. I'm still having trouble walking.
From flu-like symptoms?
I mean, I shouldn't walk because of those symptoms.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the thing, so I'll catch up with you at home, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay on the couch for the foreseeable future.
All right. Well, get to feel it better, pal.
Uh-huh.
He's not coming.
Oh, all right. Well, you still want to go, or?
That's kind of his thing. I don't like documentaries. Too much learning.
Okay. You want to come over? Rent a DVD or something?
Sounds good.
Hey, Carl?
Yeah?
You maybe want to run a movie here?
Baby, they just put a few real movies up front because of Giuliani. This place mostly rents dirty movies.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
You want to run a... I mean, would that be weird?
If by weird you mean the hottest thing ever, then yeah, it's weird. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Well, here we are. What are you in the mood for?
I don't know, baby. What do you like?
Let's see. They got them all. They've got some S&M. They got people urinating on people. They've got old people. You know, they got all sorts of naked people in various combinations, you know, just having the intercourse and, you know.
Looks like the couple's titles are in the back.
Hey, buddy. I'll meet you over there. Look, I know they're late. I didn't know I'd be stopping in. Could you just be cool and not mention when a lady comes up?
No, nothing like that, dude. I was just hoping I could get your autograph.
What are you talking about?
Carl!
She'll explain.
What the hell is this?
Wow. Well, it appears to be a life-size cardboard stand-up of me.
Uh-huh.
A promotional item of sorts.
Yes, for something called Fatty Make a Cry Cry?
Yeah. Oh, well, funny story about that.
I'm going home. I'll call you when I'm not fucking furious.
But baby, there's good news. I made $200. Dinner's on me.
Jeez, what the hell was that?
Yeah, Talent's girlfriend got a shock. I'll tell you what, if I had a dollar for every... Holy fuck, you're Peg Leg Peggy.
In the flesh.
Holy shit, I thought you were out of the business.
Well, I was, but I've started my own production company, you know, kind of a way to do what I love but remain in control of my career, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, look, I do all the purchasing for the store, so as soon as you got some product, you let me know.
Oh, funny you should say that. My first release, hot off the DVD burner.
Damn. Holy shit, did you go Gonzo?
Uh-huh.
Well, who's the guy?
Some schmuck I picked up at an anti-porn rally.
Oh, sweet. Put me down for a dozen.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Wow, not a very ego-stroking episode, huh?
Yeah, of the two of us, I'm pretty sure you come off looking best, okay?
That's true. I wasn't required to take it in the can.
Can we just do the fucking credits, please?
The Adventures of Carl and Bertie is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
I'll give that dick some more good ideas for funny podcasts.
Produced by Mike Hall.
Hey, Bailey, how about an episode where you get attacked by wolves?
Executive produced by Mac Welch.
Pretty fucking funny, huh?
Guest starring Rebecca Dryden, Jesse Griffin, John Mahoney, Meredith Jones, Brenda Welch, Kristen Brown Jimenez, Amy Huey, Melody Lane, and Amber Malott.
You know what would be even better? How about one of those wolves rapes you? Hilarious.
Wow. The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is on iTunes and Facebook and Twitter and Vimeo and Funny or Die and YouTube and Nudia TV, MySpace, and www.carlandbernie.com.
And they just pass you around the whole pack like they're wolf whore. What do you think of that, Bailey?
In all fairness, it was pretty funny, dude.
Wow. Now you turn on me too, huh?
I'm just saying.
Is everyone against me around here?
I'm Carl.
And I'm the hollow shell of Bernie.
Thanks for listening.
Bunch of turncoats.